There's a story in the Old Testament where a prophet named Elijah is hiding in a cave and he's waiting for God to speak to him. And outside the cave, there's an earthquake and a fire and a huge wind, but he doesn't respond to any of that stuff. Elijah continues to wait until he hears a still small voice. And then, and only then, does he head out. And that story, what it's always meant to me is that we can learn to recognize God. We can learn to recognize God moving in our lives. We can learn to recognize God's voice in our lives. And coming up, we're about to do a 5-week teaching series on how we can grow in seeing God in our lives, how we can grow in our faith in God. We're talking about the space between us and how, you know, it can sometimes feel like there's this huge chasm between us and God because we can't see Him and touch Him and feel Him right now. And yet, at the same time, maybe we can. I mean, at the same time, God is moving in and around us all the time. So can we, like Elijah, grow in our ability to recognize God? Can we start to see God more often in our lives? And so that's my challenge to you, and I hope to a little bit be whetting your appetite for this first week. Jonathan's going to be speaking this Sunday. It's going to be awesome. You don't want to miss it. But my challenge for you the rest of the week is, can you start to see God in your life? Can you see Him in the people in your life that are speaking into your life? Can you see Him even in the moments of beauty or in music or in nature? Can you see Him in the friendships that you have or the conversation that you really needed or that text that came out of nowhere at just the right time? Can you see Him when you're praying and you feel that peace that comes upon you, or see Him even when you read the Bible or you listen to that worship song and it touches a place of your heart, even though you've read it or heard it 100 times? So let's be on the lookout. Let's be on the lookout for God. And like Elijah, let's learn to recognize Him moving, and then let's respond and go towards Him. Looking forward to seeing you this Sunday. You're not going to want to miss it.